All right, looking really forward to today. You know, the last couple of days, I really enjoyed the outside practices. The last practice was extremely competitive, a little too competitive because we got too many penalties downfield with our DBs, but it's what you're looking for. I'd rather say woe than sick 'em, and put the pads back on today and see how it goes. Injury-wise, John Brown will go part-time today. DJ, we're going to give another day. I don't think there was anybody else that was new.
What are the one or two most important attributes a punt returner has to have? What do you look for?
First, the guy have great hands. You know, so many guys can't do it because they can't catch them. And you have to be fearless. Now, if you just make one guy miss, that's the key. Just make one guy miss. You're gonna make yards. So if you can stretch the field, make one guy miss, and you have those three things, it's pretty much all there is to it. It doesn't really matter speed. I mean, one of the best ones, I had a friend in college, Jerry Sharness. He ran 4.7. He was a great punt returner because he had those three things.
Bruce, how do you feel about the rule that allows you to not make any cuts until you really have to?
Oh, I love it. You know, there's another week for a young guy to make an impression in practice, you know, and they're going to play that fourth game. Then the other thing is you go and always have injuries. And we went to Denver 2 years ago. We had one tight end. He got hurt first quarter. All right, so we played four wideouts the whole game, and not putting starters back in there. And if it's a lineman, you have to. And you don't want to have to put those guys back in, but you also want to give those guys another tape because everybody evaluates it, you know, to clear waivers or to get onto a practice squad. Once you get on a practice squad, you're in the league. I mean, people study that all the time. Yeah, I mean, when you're filling out your roster, you know, you don't want to have to put rookies in positions through injuries to have to play right away. You'd rather have a veteran and bring that guy to pace so he doesn't fail, you know. And if you can fill the fourth spot at inside backer or outside backer with a veteran player, and then the fifth guy is your young guy, you're better off.